When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record at the end of my workday in my car, encapsulating a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. So what am I thinking about today? Well, I resumed doing my daily sketches again after a couple days off, unintentional days off, I should emphasize. I didn't have much time to... Well, I won't complain about that too much, but yes, life gets in the way and paying work gets in the way sometimes, so the daily sketches had to take a couple days off, and I'm glad to be back at them again because I'm getting a lot out of doing these 20-minute sketches. And today's sketch I did, by the way, if you look, I'm recording this on the 22nd of March 2010. I drew Soundwave, and which was a challenge because I'm really trying to be strict about keeping my sketches under 20 minutes. So it was a challenge for that reason. I'm looking forward to keep on trying to work fast while still work well. And that happens to be the topic for today, is speeding up by slowing down. Now, other artists have talked about this, and I'm just going to weigh in with my two cents, not disagreeing with anybody at all. As a matter of fact, more or less agreeing with a lot of the commonly held wisdom about this idea of speeding up by slowing down. What does that mean? Well, one of the things that I run into with when I'm teaching with students, especially young students and beginning students, people just starting out this illustration stuff, is we learn to draw from the outside in, meaning we learn to emulate what we see on a shape or on a rendering style by another artist, and through trying to copy that. At least this is the way a lot of people learn. By learning to copy that style, emulating that style, we slowly pick apart in this very intuitive and organic way. We start to pick apart what the underlying structures are beneath the surface features of an illustration style. So, you know, charting from my own development, what I learned about analyzing Keith Giffen's lines, I first started ripping off the kinds of shading techniques he used and the kinds of contours or lack of contours that he used in a lot of his work. And over time, emulating that, I learned about how his acting moments worked and how a certain way he renders a head. He has a really weird way of stretching out people's heads, making them very elongated. And a lot of his acting is very reserved, and the arms are always held into the body. Very rarely does he wave the arms around in his poses. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm hoping to use that as a way to use an analogy to explain what I'm talking about, this idea of learning how a lot of us learn from the outside in. And it takes time before a lot of us, at least for me it did, it took me a long time to really get a grip on this idea of the understructure, of learning good structure to make better poses and thereby create not only better illustrations, but more expedient illustrations, work faster. And this came into play when I was working on this Soundwave illustration, because one of the lessons I learned very quickly while starting to draw Transformers, because believe it or not, as much as I love Transformers, I really haven't spent that much time drawing them in my life, not since I was a kid, at any rate. And in going back to learn how to do them for the daily sketches, one of the things I'm figuring out is the poses work a lot better if I start with a human figure underneath. So in the case of that Soundwave illustration I did, I actually drew the pose as if I was drawing just a person in that pose. And then I went from that. So I did the stick and bubble method, where I used the stick figure, using the spine as my through line to anchor the point of action foot, and turning the waist in opposition to the shoulders a little bit, or rather twisting it using the spine. And then using the stick and bubble method, I rendered out a rough human shape in that pose. And then I went ahead and mapped on the geometric shapes of Soundwave's body over top of that human form, which gave it, I think, that helped lend that fluidity of the pose I wanted. If I would have thought of him as boxy shapes first, it would have been hard to figure out how to manipulate those into a graceful human pose. Now, let me also say that I took some liberties with the pose, like stylizing his the leg that's on our right as we look at him. There's an arc there that probably couldn't be there judging him as hard geometric shapes, but I think it looks more graceful with the stylization, the twisting or curving I did of the lines on that lower leg. But that all came from mapping on his geometric shapes on top of a human shape. And then another once I got the geometric shapes on, then I went and did the detail work of roughing in the tape deck on the front of his chest, the stripes on his forearms, the different metallic shapes that jut out from his elbows, and of course the detail on his head, using reference material, of course. And then I went in with the brush pen and quickly inked over top of this structure. Now, that sounds like a lot of steps, to, especially to a beginning cartoonist. That's four passes to get a final illustration, when a lot of people just want to get in there and get their hands dirty and start drawing. And again, when I'm working with beginning illustrators, that's what I see them doing, is they'll just start drawing a face and work their way out from that. And that's how I used to do it, too. I used to reject the idea of doing the sketch underneath the stick and bubble figure, working out the pose first and not really worrying about that face until I get to, until the whole body pose is done. Now, as I say to my students, and I'll say it here, but it probably doesn't need to be repeated too often to the art instructors, because you guys are, you know, advanced enough to understand this, but one of the main benefits of using this method is it is faster, it's more expedient, because if I spend 25 minutes rendering this beautiful face pose, like the acting moment is absolutely superb, and now I've started working my way out, I'm working on the shoulders, I'm drawing the chest and torso, and I start drawing the right arm, and I start drawing the hand on the right arm, and I totally gank the hand pose. Now I'm going to spend a lot of time erasing and redrawing and erasing and redrawing and erasing and redrawing. Why? Because I've already spent a half hour on this drawing and I don't want to throw it away after investing that much of my time and energy into it, right? Whereas, if I've nailed the pose and the hand pose pretty good at the stick and bubble method and working very fast and loose, now when I get that perfect face on the guy, the perfect acting moment, I already have that wonderful structure underneath, so I don't have to worry about having to erase and re-erase things. And what's more is, if I totally gank the pose on the first pass in the stick and bubble method, I don't have to erase and re-erase. I can just throw it out and start over again, start with a brand new pose. So it speeds things up. Adding more steps and spending less time on each step actually speeds up the illustration process. Had I sat down to draw that sound wave illustration with one pass of pencils, and if I was having trouble getting the arm that's pushing the eject button on his torso, if I couldn't figure out how to get that working, but I nailed everything else, I'm going to spend a lot more time trying to rework that arm rather than getting it right the first or second or third time at the stick and bubble method very quickly, and then layering on the corresponding shapes in later steps. So again, by nailing the pose properly very quickly and loosely at the stick and bubble method, now when I apply the geometric shapes, there's less guesswork for me to do. And I can easily turn these squares around to adjust over top of that skeleton that I put underneath. And then once I've got those geometric shapes on there, I can figure out how the detail work, the striping and whatnot, all interacts with those geometric shapes, which I've overlaid over that stick and bubble figure. And now when I ink, everything is in the right place, and I can just focus on getting those lines looking as nice as I can. So, yes, I agree with the notion that adding more steps actually speeds things up in the long run. Now, if you are a beginning illustrator and just beginning to figure out how these lines even work, I say you stick with your comfort zone, you know, just do what feels comfortable for now and come back at the structure stuff later if you still can't figure it out. Because I think one of the hardest parts of becoming a cartoonist, a comic book creator, is learning how to turn objects around in your mind. That is a really tough skill to achieve. But I do think it's a skill, and I think it's something you can learn how to do. I don't think it's something where some people can do it and some people can't. That's just the way it is, son. I do think that you can learn that over time, because, I mean, there are poses that I can belt out pretty quickly now that were a beast to figure out 10, 15 years ago for me. Like, I know one in particular is a person standing with a satisfied, like the crossing of your arms. Like, you just finished doing something wonderful and you cross your arms across your chest as if to say, I did it. I'm pretty good at this stuff. Satisfaction. That, because there's a certain arching of the back that happens while the head, the neckline and the headline remains relatively straight in relation to the waist. And also just the way the arms knit themselves in front of the chest that and interact with the chest. That's a tough pose to figure out, and it requires a sort of three-dimensionality of thinking in terms of thinking about the human form that is really tough to do without a model. And so that does come with time. But I do think it's something that even if you are a beginner, you should feel, you know, relaxed about playing around with, is that doing some under sketches, and if it doesn't turn out right, throw them out, start over. And then you haven't spent that much time on the illustration, and in the long run, you'll get used to this idea of thinking about objects as geometric shapes first, and then think about the details on them later. And so you'd be working from the inside out of your illustrations. And I think most illustrators would agree with me on that point, that the real task is thinking from the inside of the structure to the outside surface features, not the other way around. But that said, and I'll wrap this up with a little point of compassion on this, is it's perfectly understandable to think from the outside in, because what is the first thing we see when we look at an object? The outside. We don't look at the structure. We have to train ourselves to see the structure. So we see what is most apparent, and that is, of course, the first thing we're going to try to draw when we begin drawing something. So them's my thoughts today. Drawing goes fast as long as you break it into little bite-sized chunks and don't spend an undue amount of time on each part of those chunks. So play around with some stick and bubble figures with your next illustration if you haven't already. So who am I? I'm Jersey Drozd of jdrozd.com, Jersey on the Twitter, J-E-R-Z-Y. Thank you for subscribing to the Art and Story Supreme content. We really appreciate it. We could not do this without you. I hope you guys are enjoying it. If you have any thoughts on the things that we talk about on these microcasts like this one, or Kevin Cross's High Adventure Daily, or Mark Rudolph's Mark of the Beast, or on the Extra Extremes, or on Art and Story Supreme, the monthly show that we add to the mix, or the videos, I hope you'll talk about them in our forum. The link is right there in the header of the Art and Story website, artandstorypodcast.com. Click the forum link, and the login that you got when you signed up for this premium content is the same login that you can use to get in access to the forums. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd like to get some conversations going in there about the stuff that we're talking about, and we'll be glad to respond to you directly there. So, okay. Thanks again, everybody. I'll be back again soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And remember...
Turkey, now we might lose.
Hold on there.
Flint!
Will yelling at Billy help?
Not really.
Look, if you want to play your best, you got to play like a team.
Yeah, all right! It's tied up!
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!